50 Witnesses Called to Probe of Lynching. The Atlanta Constitution. Wednesday, 1 September 1915. Page 1, Column 3. Special Grand Jury to be Organized. This morning at Marietta, Georgia, August 31st. Special. More than 50 witnesses, including some of the most active figures in Marietta business and social life, have been subpoenaed to testify before the Special Grand Jury that will be organized tomorrow to investigate the lynching of Leo M. Frank. Judge H.L. Patterson, who presides over the Blue Ridge Circuit Superior Court, will deliver a special charge to the jury on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock when it meets in the Cobb County Courthouse at Marietta. Solicitor General Herbert Clay, of the Blue Ridge Circuit, stated to a reporter for the Constitution tonight that every man who knew or was stated to know of any phases of the tragedy had been summoned before the jury. "Persons have written me of men who were said to know of particulars of the affair," he said, "and I have in each instance issued a subpoena. The grand jury will sift to the bottom every available bit of evidence." Only 10 witnesses appeared before the coroner when the inquest was held last Tuesday morning in Marietta. These witnesses, however, will be recalled before the grand jury. Page 9, Column 5. Fined for fighting, woman fights again and gets heavy fine. After being fined in the police court Tuesday afternoon for having a fight on the street, Annie Maud Carter, the Negro woman who became notorious by making an affidavit against Jim Conley in the Frank case, went back into the waiting room and again whipped the woman with whom she had previously fought. Ever since Annie Maud swore that Jim Conley had confessed to the murder of Mary Fagan, when both she and Conley were confined in the county jail, a number of Negroes in the city, it is said, have made life rather a burden for her. Monday night, when she was snubbed by Amanda Stovall, a Darktown society leader, Annie Maud proceeded to whip her enemy. In the police court Tuesday, both Annie Maud and Amanda were fined 1075s. When the women were taken back to the waiting room, Amanda was heard to scream out, "Help! Police! Murder!" Several officers rushed into the room and found Amanda lying prone upon the floor while Annie Maud pounded her with her fists. Annie Maud was again hauled before the recorder and fined an additional 2575.